verbs, conditionals.
가정법입니다.
There are two kinds of conditions, real and unreal.
가정법은 두 가지가 있죠. 실제와 비실제가 있습니다.
Number one. Real conditions are used for possible situations.
실제 가정법은 실제로 일어날 수 있는 상황에 쓰는 거죠.
The present tense is used in the if clause.
이럴 때는 현재 시제가 if절에 쓰이고
or conditional clause. And the future tense is used in the result clause.
결과절에 미래 시제를 쓰게 되겠죠. 그러니까 if, does, will, do의 꼴이 쓰인다는 거죠.
If he comes to school, I will give him your message.
If, does, will, do. 만일 학교에 온다면 내가 네 소식을 전해 줄 텐데 라는 거죠.
It is possible that he will come. Number two. Unreal conditions are used for impossible or unreal situations.
비실제 가정법은 실제 일어날 수 없는 상황에 대해서 씁니다.
In present time, the past tense is used in the if clause.
이럴 경우에는 현재 반대된 소망은 과거 시제로 if절에 쓰고
and would, could, or might plus the simple verb is used in the result clause.
그리고 결과절에는 would do, could do, might do 이런 식으로 쓰인다는 거죠. 예문을 보시면
If he studied, he could get good grades.
If did, could do.
He doesn't study. If he came to school, I would give him your message.
If did, would do의 꼴이 되겠습니다.
He doesn't come to school.
자, 여기서 나타내는 것은 다 현재와 반대된 소망이죠. 자, 다음 페이지는 넘어가도록 하겠습니다.
In past time, the past perfect is used in the if clause.
과거에 반대되는 소망은 if절에서 과거 완료로 나타내고
and would, could, or might, plus have, plus the past participle are used in the result clause.
그리고 결과절에서는 would have done, could have done, might have done 이런 꼴로 쓰인다는 거죠.
If he had come to school,
if had done,
I would have given him your message.
would have done의 꼴이죠.
He didn't come to school.
뜻은 만일 그가 학교에 왔었더라면 내가 너의 메시지를 전해 줬었을 텐데 라는 과거에 반대되는 뜻입니다.
Summary.
요약입니다.
If plus present future result.
여러분 이 옆에다 will do if does라고 써놓으시기 바랍니다. will do if does.
if plus past would plus verb result.
여러분 요 옆에다가 would do if did would do if did라고 써놓으시기 바랍니다.
if plus past perfect would plus have plus past participle result.
여러분은 이 옆에다가 would have done if had done이라고 쓰시기 바랍니다. would have done if had done.
Notes.
주의할 점.
A. In general, avoid using would in the if clause.
일반적으로 if절에서는 would를 쓰지 않습니다. would를 피하십시오.
In present time, unreal if clauses.
만약에 현재 반대되는 상황을 나타내기 위해서 if절을 쓴다면
the correct form of the verb to be
비동사의 올바른 형태는
for all persons is were
모든 인칭에서 were라는 것을 기억하십시오.
If he were rich, he would go to Europe to study.
여러분은 were에다 박스 치시기 바랍니다. 만일 그가 부자라면 유럽에 공부하러 갈 수 있을 텐데라는 소리죠.
If I were you,
만일 내가 너라면
I would study harder.
난 공부를 열심히 할 텐데 were에다 박스 치시기 바랍니다. 이렇게 비동사는 다 were로 쓰도록 하겠습니다.
Error examples.
틀린 예입니다.
Wrong. If I will win the contest, I will buy a new car.
자, if에 will이 들어갔기 때문에 틀렸습니다. will을 빼주시기 바랍니다.
Right. If I win the contest,
if does,
I will buy a new car.
will do 꼴이 됐죠.
Wrong. If you had lost your job, what would you do?
자, 앞쪽과 뒤쪽이 맞지 않습니다. 그래서 맞추려면
Right. If you lost your job,
if did,
what would you do?
would do.
Or, if you had lost your job,
if had done,
what would you have done?
would have done의 꼴이 돼야 하겠습니다.
Wrong. If I had been there, I would make a speech.
앞과 뒤가 맞지 않죠?
Right. If I were there,
if did,
I would make a speech.
would 뒤에 꼴이 됩니다. 또는
or, if I had been there,
if had done,
I would have made a speech.
would have done의 꼴이 돼야 되겠습니다.
wrong. If they had asked me,
asked가 돼야 되겠죠?
I would have given them my opinion.
맞는 문장으로 고치면
right. If they had asked me,
if had done,
I would have given them my opinion.
would have done이 되겠습니다.
wrong. If Bob had studied more,
if had done,
he would have passed the test.
would have done이 돼야 되는데 would have done, PP꼴에 pass가 나왔으니까, 원형이 나왔으니까 이것을 would have done의 꼴인 would have passed로 바꿔줘야 되겠습니다.
right. If Bob had studied more, he would have passed the test.
다음 페이지 넘어가시도록 하죠.
wrong. If Jane had known it was supposed to rain, she would have took an umbrella.
앞뒤가 안 맞았네요. 왜냐하면 뒷부분이 잘못됐네요.
right. If Jane had known it was supposed to rain,
Jane은 비가 올 걸 알았었더라면
she would have taken an umbrella.
우산을 가져왔을 텐데 if had done, would have done의 꼴이죠.
wrong. If I would have a degree from that university,
if 절에 would가 들어갔군요. 잘못됐습니다.
I would get a good job. right. If I had a degree from that university,
자, 이렇게 if did의 꼴
I would get a good job.
would 뒤의 꼴이 돼야 되겠습니다. 만일 내가 그 대학으로부터 학위를 받는다면 나는 좋은 취직 자리를 얻을 수 있을 텐데.
wrong. If he would have been on time,
if 절에 would가 들어가서 잘못했습니다.
we would have asked him to the party. right. If he had been on time,
if had done,
we would have asked him to the party.
would have done의 꼴이 됐습니다. 자, 여러분께서는 지금부터 문제를 푸시는데 꼭 이거를 기억하시기 바랍니다. will do if does, would do if did, would have done if had done 요 세 가지 꼴을 꼭 기억하시기 바랍니다. 그걸 다시 한번 얘기하면 if does, will do, if did, would do, if had done, would have done 이 꼴을 기억하시기 바랍니다.